USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Close, but still not enough. On the 12th ballot, Kevin McCarthy received 214 votes for Speaker of the House, four short of the 218 needed to win the job. Instead of 20, just seven Republicans did not vote for him. One of those was Florida's Matt Gaetz. When he nominated colleague Jim Jordan, Gaetz lit into McCarthy and the notion that he has earned the speakership.
You only earn the position of Speaker of the House if you can get the votes. Mr. McCarthy doesn't have the votes today. He will not have the votes tomorrow. And he will not have the votes next week, next month, next year.
Before today's session began, House Democrats remembered the events of 2 years ago when thousands of protesters broke into the Capitol trying to prevent the certification of the 2020 presidential election.
We stand here today with our democracy intact because of those officers.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, five Capitol police officers died on or after January 6th. Relatives of the fallen took part in a ceremony on the Capitol steps. The Buffalo Bills say safety DeMar Hamlin is awake, breathing on his own, talking, and even FaceTimed into a team meeting this morning. Doctors in Cincinnati removed his breathing tube overnight, a major step in his recovery from Monday's injury that nearly killed him on the field during the Bills-Bengals game. The NFL says it is canceling that game. It will use winning percentages to calculate playoff seeds. The U.S. economy added nearly a quarter million jobs last month, a bit higher than expected. The Labor Department also says wages grew slower than expected. Wall Street's loving the news. The Dow's been up by as much as 600 points, or 2% in early trading. Similar gains in the morning hours for the S&P and the NASDAQ indexes. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Praise, in a way, from a Republican congressman to word that President Biden will visit the southern border on Sunday.
The fact that they're heading down there and having a conversation now and seem to have pulled their head out of the sand, I think is positive.
Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez represents the El Paso area where the president will visit.
It's important that the men and women in green know that the commander-in-chief supports their mission.
Gonzalez says no matter how much his people may try to sanitize the visit, President Biden will still be able to get a sense of the chaos at the border. Yesterday, he announced new rules to try to control some of that chaos. Among them, expanding an existing immigration parole program that lets people with sponsors already in the USA stay while their applications are processed. Meanwhile, another kind of border chaos to the south. The new study shows parts of a privately built border wall are in danger of coming apart and floating down the Rio Grande.
These become floating projectiles made of steel.
Taking dead aim at the National Butterfly Center, which is right along the river in very south Texas, according to Mariana Trevino Wright at that center. She fears what will happen next.
When it becomes clogged and acts as a dam, it's going to divert the floodwaters onto our property and cause damage to us.
She says, think about all the cars you see floating around in smaller floods. This will be worse. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.